Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY26 conference call of Fair Chem Organics Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Fair Chem Organics Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the fourth quarter and financial year ended 2026. Before we begin, a quick cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's con call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings conference call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. I would now like to introduce you to the management team joining us on today's call. We have with us Mr. Naush Dariwala, Managing Director and Chairman, and Mr. Bhavesh Shah, Chief Financial Officer. Without any delay, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Bhavesh Shah to begin with the financial highlights. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the earnings call for Q4 and 12-month ended FY26. For the quarter under review, the revenue from the operation stood at rupees 117 crores, reflecting a 3.2% year-on-year decline from the corresponding quarter. EBITDA for the quarter was 8 crores, with EBITDA margin of 6.9%. The adjusted net profit after tax for the quarter stood at rupees 3.7 crores. For the year ended FY26, the revenue from operations stood at 460 crores, a decline of 14.5% against the previous year. The EBITDA was 22 crores, with an EBITDA margin of 4.7 crores. The net profit after tax stood at 6.2 crores. The domestic sales contributed 91% of the total revenue. The total volume sold was 44,000 tons against 54,000 tons in the previous year. During Q4, we have successfully completed the buyback of 4.25 lakh shares, which has increased the promoter holding from 6.2% to 63.2%. With this, I will hand over the call to our CMD, Mr. Naush Dariwala.
Thank you, Bhavesh. As we close the FY26, I want to take a moment to share our operational perspective on the quarter and, more importantly, the road ahead. The Q4 FY26 continued to present a mixed environment. Our revenue from operations saw a decline of 3% on a year-to-year basis, driven largely by softer offtake from the paint industry, which, as you are aware, has been navigating its own structural adjustments over past several quarters. That said, I'm pleased to note that our EBITDA margins improved to 6.8% during the quarter. This improvement was primarily supported by better price realization in the domestic market, as the pressure from lower-priced imports moderated to quite an extent. On the external environment, while we remain watchful of the evolving macroeconomic situation, including the uncertainty arising from the ongoing Middle East crisis and its potential impact on global supply chains and commodity prices, we are aware at the same time, consciously optimistic about the trajectory ahead. The continued progress on a lower tariff framework with the U.S., the prospect of a free trade agreement with the U.K. and EU, and the recent depreciation of the rupee together has created a meaningful tailwind for our export competitiveness. Despite the near-term uncertainty, we remain quite confident and committed to navigate this environment with discipline and resilience. We are confident that steps we are taking today will position us well for the future. With that, I open the floor for question-answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask a question. First question is from the line of Rakesh Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
So the paint segment has been... Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. The paint segment has been the primary demand. I'm sorry, Mr. Jain.
Can you please repeat your question? We are unable to hear you.
Wait. So the paint segment has faced some headwinds over the past few quarters. So, do we see any recovery?
Yes, we have started seeing recovery during the month of March, and even during this quarter, we see a robust recovery happening.
My second question is regarding the company's targeted revenue. So we were targeting nearly 20,000 million. Any guidance regarding that?
Oh, that's a very, very long-term future. I mean, that is something which is a vision which we are working on. So it's after 5 years.
Okay, that was it for now. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take our next question from the line of Danish Shah from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. So my first question is on the FTA with the EU and UK, what specific product stands to benefit the most? For example, like the isostatic acid or dimer acid or other. And what is the current duty differentials that makes this market as attractive once the FTA is in place?
Both isostatic and dimer will, if the duty, 10% duty will help both isostatic and dimer. That is more important. And as regards the duty differential between the other countries and India, we are on par with all the countries. So, I mean, it's a healthy competition for us when we are quoting our price to U.S. buyers.
Okay, sir. Also, I have seen one more observation. Like, power and fuel cost has declined significantly in Q4 FY26 to INR 60 million from INR 80 million in savings in Q5 FY25. Is this a result of the energy audit?
Yes, we did for 1 year. During the preceding whole year, we did the energy audit of the plant, and based on that, we looking at the payback, we invested in electrical equipments, pumps, motors. We reduced our, we invested in heat exchangers, etc. And based on that, this achievement has been there. And it's still ongoing. we expect further reduction in the energy cost.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bhavneet from Savla Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi. My first question is with regards to our margin. Going forward, are we expected to go back to what was our FY25 margin of EBIT margins of around 8% if the situation normalizes? Or are we going to see a further margin expansion also, considering the initiatives we have taken in the last year to improve the cost structure? And secondly, on the long-term revenue growth, we are saying that we are going to try to achieve 20,000 by FY30. So can you tell us that where actually this expansion in revenue which we are planning to see is coming from?
Margins are going to be better this year. Obviously we are targeting to breach 8% margins. We are fairly confident we'll be able to breach that. That is one thing. And as regards the revenue thing, currently we are our plant is of 80,000 tons, and we are working at around 65-66% capacity utilization. We are confident in next 2 years our plant would start working at more than 95% capacity utilization. And second thing is we'll be adding one new raw material which is based on a new novel process which we have been seeing. And so yes, based on that, this is the vision which we feel we might be able to reach.
So at 95%, also the EBIT margin will remain around 8%, or are we going to can it reach even further up, considering that
it can creep up.
Yeah, operating leverage will come.
Yeah. Okay, and this additional product, is this also in the paints industry, or is it more of a cosmetic
basically
product?
It's basically from the oleochemical basket only.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Chirag Bekaria from Budhrani Finance Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, wanted to get a sense from you for financial year 26. In terms of turnover, sir, how much contribution is from dimer acid, leonic acid and isoteric acid? If you can throw some light.
Dimer acid has contributed, just a minute. The dimer acid has contributed close to around 140 crores and isostatic acid has contributed 26 crores.
30% and around 5-6%.
I did not get it, sir. Dimer acid is
around 25-30% and 5%.
And linoleic acid, sir?
Linoleic acid
is around 30%.
Okay. Sir, and in terms of volume, sir, I did not get. You are saying for FY26, you did a volume of how much tons?
Q4 we did 10,500 tons. And for the whole year, we have done 44,000.
And this for FY27, how do you see, sir, this panning out?
We expect to reach around 80% capacity utilization.
Of the 120,000 tons? Of the 80,000, sir?
Of 80,000.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Keshav, we are not able to hear you.
Hello, is this, I hope my voice is audible.
Yeah,
yes.
Please proceed.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you that what used to be Adani Wilmar, sir, now they are forward integrating into oleo resins. So I understand since they are already into edible oil refinery, So whatever raw material we are probably buying from them, so for them it is a forward integration. So, sir, what kind of impact can it have on our business and our margins?
Adani Wilmar is already in oleochemicals since year 2010. They are already in the, basically they are work on utilizing their palm-based products in their oleo. The products what we are using are all soft oil-based products and which are produced in a very small quantity to the tune of 1% of the crude oil. So, it's a, I mean, the equipments and market and process, everything is different for both the products.
Understood, sir. And, sir, also now recently we are hearing a lot about Chinese anti-involution and that they are basically, at least they are talking about stopping the aggressive dumping. So are we seeing any kind of relief on that count?
Yes, we have seen. We have already seen that since February end.
Okay. Sir, so then how much further improvement can we expect for FY27? If you could give us some broad outline, what kind of top line?
Well, it's not possible for me to really see the, what we are saying is we are targeting to work at 75-80% capacity utilization and our margins obviously will improve because there is no major dumping happening from Chinese.
And sir, now, sir, what kind of improvement in realizations have we seen in recent times?
Fairly good. Realization.
Yeah, because Chinese dumping is not happening, so our realization, we are able to sell it at good rates.
Good rates.
So at least in percentage terms, if you could shed some light or like per kg, how much have our major products increased?
No, it won't be possible for me to share that.
Even percentage-wise, like 10%, 5%, something like broad directional this thing?
Yeah, around 8 to 10% improvement has happened.
And sir, also rupee has fallen quite significantly.
Increased the import cost.
And once
our export will improve, that will add to our bottom line.
It is helping us in our exports.
Great, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, a few questions on the exports. So you mentioned a lot of tailwinds that are happening on the export side. So any color on how the growth is going to be like? So what is our current contribution from the export and how we're going to scale that up going forward?
Just a second.
So our exports is close to around 9%.
Last year it was around 8 to 9%. We expect this to go by from 8 to 9% to around 20%.
There's going to be a major growth coming in on the export. How do you see the margins? They will be similar to what margins we are making in domestic market. So the margins are similar to the realizations are better.
Yes.
And also you that long-term target of 2,000 crores that you have, any new verticals we are entering in or are we even like expanding the current bucket?
I mean, we'll be adding 40,000 tons to our 80,000 tons capacity of a new product. It's going to take long. It's a basically 5-year thing.
Yeah, but that kind of requires a 40-45% growth run rate. So are we like confident of doing that linearly over the next 4-5 years?
Yes, we feel that. I mean, we feel that we'll be able to.
Yeah, the efforts were on since last 2-3 years. In fact, last 2 years have been our washed out years. So you have to see from the context of, these activities are all started from FY23 onwards. unfortunately, because of macro environments, we underperformed in last 2 years. But yes, efforts were going on since FY22 levels. So you have received from the context of 8 years.
Correct. And the new, you said the raw material that you're going to add with 40,000 metric ton, so that kind of raw material has a higher, better margin, a better realization. What sort of product are we looking at?
No, it's a very, it's a newer raw material, obviously part of oleochemical stream. We'll be following a novel process, and we'll be doing it for the first time in India.
Okay, and similar kind of customers are we targeting for that? So will target the existing customers to the growth on that as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that is it for my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Chirag Bekaria from Budhrani Finance Limited. Please go ahead.
So, few updates. So, what is the custom duty right now, sir? Is it the same as 16.5?
Yeah, it is 16.5 right now.
Okay. And the last time you highlighted that vegetable oil prices were up. So how are they behaving now? Have they cooled off?
No, they have remained stable. They have remained stable what they were. So they have remained stable.
And sir, on the import duty on the dimer acid, has that changed or is it same?
No, it's 7.5%.
Okay, and sir, the new product that we are suggesting should come in FY27 or FY28?
20, it should be around 27, 28, somewhere that time, and then slowly it will pick up.
Okay. And sir, you think the worst quarter for us is over now and we should bottom out now?
Yes. Sure. For sure.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sanjay Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
So my first question was about your margins. So for Q4 FY26, the revenue declined 3.2% YOY, but EBITDA improved sharply to 6.84% from 3.64% in Q4 FY25. So yes. I wanted to ask, was this margin recovery driven more by lower raw material costs, reduced China import pressure, or a better product mix? And also, how sustainable is this improvement heading into the next quarter?
It is based on better price realization because less dumping happening from China. That is one thing. And secondly, we see the same thing continuing even during this year.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That helps a lot. My second question was that the bypass fat products from PFAD and the new raw material for niche specialty chemicals, as both mentioned, are your new product initiatives. So what is the current stage for these? Are they in lab trials or commercials?
Bypass fat we'll be putting in that plant in operation next month. And as regards the new product, by end of Q2, we should start the plant.
So, sir, by when should investors expect a revenue contribution from Q2 only?
For bypass fat, it can start from Q3 onwards slowly. But for the new product, it will take minimum 2-2.5 years because of validation and everything, which is a long process.
Okay, sir, got it. Thank you. And my last question was regarding your dividend. So for this year, you have recommended a dividend of ₹1 per share, which is down sharply from ₹7.5 per share last year. So is this reduction primarily a function of the temporary earnings drop or more of a conservative long-term dividend policy, especially in the context of
temporary? No. It's basically because of temporary earning loss.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Keval Shah from Jita Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question was regarding, you mentioned that FY26 capacity was around 40, the production was around 45,000 tons. And next year, we expect to do 75 to 80% utilization on a total capacity of 80,000 tons. Is that understanding right?
Yes.
Okay, so the top line basically now should go back to where we were in 2000 and let's say FY24, FY25
kind of a thing.
Oh, and sir, is this majorly because of linoleic demand, linoleic acid demand coming back in the paints industry? Is it predominantly because of that?
No. It's basically less dumping happening from China. So we'll be able to sell more of material at profitable price. That's the only thing.
Okay. So we were restraining from selling and utilizing our capacity because of extremely adverse pricing, and now we are able to do that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, understood. And also on the top of this, you said that paints sector has also kind of recovered a bit. So that is the second.
Somehow, I mean, we have a feeling that since last 2 months, paint sector has started looking up.
Okay, and while it's doing a bit better, do we also see linoleic also realizations are getting better and margins are, you know, don't seem to
be that little bit better. So overall, we feel confident that we'll be able to breach 8% margin.
But sir, with no Chinese, let's say much lesser Chinese dumping and, you know, all the better capacity utilization, shouldn't the margins actually go back to what we used to do, like 12 to 15% range?
That is our dream. Obviously, we'll work hard to achieve that. I mean, we won't let no stone unturned to reach those levels. We'll try our best.
Okay. And sir, how is our progress on isostatic acid? I know, like, it's fairly good.
But what happened was because of the 50% duty thing, our U.S. Marketing was on hold, which has now started again. And as this is going in cosmetics, the timeline is very long. I mean, because they need to study lots of things. So approvals take, once the sample goes, and approval takes minimum 6-8 months a year, and then the first commercial shipment happens. That also, after first shipment, another 6-8 months is taken. So it's a long-drawn thing. That's absolutely fine with us because, I mean, it creates entry barriers for others in future. So, I mean, that's absolutely fine. As our product, product quality is fine, we are comfortable. Maybe if not today, tomorrow it will pick up.
Okay, so any early sign that we see because of tariffs coming off and this FTA is
very people have started asking for samples. Now they are interested.
So FY27-28 could be years where we could see meaningful ramp up for isostatic as well?
Yes.
And that is very high margin product as you had mentioned. So that remains the same. So that would be an additional lever for our margin improvement.
Yes.
Okay. Understood, sir. That's about it. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sanjana Kamath, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Sanjana, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
Hello?
Yes, you are audible.
Yes, hi. I had a few questions. So the U.S. level playing field tariffs, which are cited as a positive for the exports, so have you already commenced or have you started receiving inquiries for restarting the U.S. exports, specifically on the dimer acid side?
We have started exports, in fact. Commercial exports have started since 2 months. Though on small scale, but they have started.
Okay, so what would be the realistic timeline for, let's say, meaningful export volume to resume back?
Around 6 months, max.
Okay, and also you had set a target for exports to reach almost 50% of the sales eventually. So currently the exports, they still appear to be very small part of the revenue. So, can you share?
When we said 50%, it was based on the current, products getting exported from current 80,000 tons capacity and 40,000 of new upcoming capacity. So based on that, we had recommended. So major is going to come from the new 40,000 tons capacity.
Okay, got that. So what would be the current export percentage and what would they look like in, like, let's say 12 to 14 months? What would the export roadmap look like?
Currently, it's around 8 to 10%. We expect to reach anything above 20%.
Okay, and if possible, could you share, like, you mentioned the rupee depreciation as a tailwind for our export competitiveness, right? So, like, how much does 1% move in your rupee impact your export realization? Do we have any data on it? Could you share?
No. Because, see, I mean, it's not only one way, because if the rupee depreciates, our raw material also go up little bit. Our energy cost also would, in form of coal also would go up little bit. But the export realization is much higher than these two things. So we feel it's, devaluation helps us. No, we have, don't have exactly any figures of that.
Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ketan R. Cheda, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, can you tell us in FY26, what was the concentration in terms of the industry where we supplied our products, like, you know, paints being the highest, and what was the next highest industry, and so on and so forth, at least top 2-3?
See, basically our product goes in making of, both the prime products go in making of inks, paints, polyamides, which are parts of epoxy hardeners, and drilling fluids. So, I mean, everything is fairly equal ratio for all the market is there. So, I mean, that's not been any major concentration on a particular market or anything. Basically, our capacity utilization is going to be better because we are now finding it, the selling of material is viable. Formerly, it was because of Chinese competition, it was not viable. So we were deliberately producing less and selling less.
Okay. And in terms of exports, so what industries we would be exporting to in terms of applications? Is it
same industry. Yeah, epoxy hardeners and drilling fluids.
Okay. And in terms of the these nutraceutical or the tocopherols, where are we currently? What was our contribution from this product?
No, right now we are not doing much on that business. That plant is not being utilized right now because the vitamin E market is it's not doing that great. So, we are not doing business currently. So, once the demand reeves up, we'll start that plant again.
Okay. Thank you so much. Those are my questions. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amit from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So my first question is on the 40,000 new capacity. So my understanding is that the revenue from that will come after 2 years, right?
They'll start coming after 2 years.
Yeah, correct. And what can be ballpark revenue, any directional number on what can be revenue?
It's a high value, it's a fairly high value product. Theoretically speaking, yes, 800,000 crores.
Right, and also I think the margins will be better than our traditional. I think it's
much better.
Should be closer to 15-18% type of margin, right?
Yeah, I mean the margins look at this stage and we did the project and we have done the calculation, the margins look fairly robust.
Right, sir. And there was some delay on this. I mean, we have not been tracking the company for the last few quarters. I have just joined back after a few quarters. So there was some delay on this, right? And could you throw some light on the delay? Like,
basically,
what was the...
No. Yeah, basically, if you really see, our last 2 years have been bad years because of major changes happening in the raw material prices, whereby the duties went up from 5.5% to as high as 27% on our raw materials, and dumping happening on our finished products from China. So combined effect was that, and so we were not going very aggressively on expansion by taking debt. So now once things have stabilized, we have started doing it.
Right. So the macro situation has now improved to your favor, I mean, to your advantage now. It's become more neutral now. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
Right. So, and it requires some product development, I think, if my memory serves me right.
That work has already been done. We have a lab unit, we have pilot plant unit, and now we have the plant, which we'll be commissioning in Q2.
Right, and after that, so we will then be in touch with customers to get the products approved, right? It probably has a longer cycle.
First step is to stabilize the plant. Second step is to validate our process. Third step is to send out samples for approvals. So, I mean, that's the reason we are saying that it's going to be two and a half year cycle.
Perfect, sir. That's it from my end. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
So, just wanted a confirmation. You mentioned 16.5% custom duty is on United States for export from India?
No. That was on...
That is a raw material import.
Vegetable oil imports have 16.5% duty in India.
Okay, got it. And sir, you mentioned 8% operating margin is something that we can expect for this financial year?
Yes.
Yeah, this should continue.
Understood, sir. And sir, what has to happen for our margins to increase to the erstwhile levels of, let's say, 11%? I'm not going to 16-17% that we did in 2022. But what has to happen for our margins to at least go into double digits?
I mean, if this things continue like this, volume growth happening and devaluation happening on rupee side, and our energy saving initiative working, we can enter double digit.
Understood, sir. And sir, exports you mentioned in FY27 itself, we are expecting 20% of sales.
Yes, yes.
Okay, sir. Understood, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dhiral Shah from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, what was the volume that we did in FY25? So, this year we did 44,000. What was it?
54,000.
So, in FY25 we did 54,000.
Yeah. 54,000.
Yes, 54. So, this year 44,000, sir.
Yes.
This year, 44,000.
Okay, and sir, as you mentioned, so Chinese dumping has started coming down, or it has almost been negligible. So what was the Chinese dumping used to be earlier?
Chinese?
Dumping, sir, dumping.
I mean, no, basically they were selling at a lower price, dimer.
Yes, exactly. So my point is that only, sir. So what was the import that was coming from China?
Oh, it's around, equal to what we were selling in domestic market. Around 800 to 1,000 tons per month.
Okay, and this is only for the one product, dimerated, or there were also other products, which we are dealing with, and there the China import was also there?
This is the only product.
Okay, and you mentioned dimerated contributed 140 crore to the total revenue in FY26.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, my second question, as you mentioned, export contribution to rise to 20%. So, which geographies we are more focused towards?
US, Europe, Japan.
Okay, so even currently, the US, Europe and Japan is contributing 8-10%, and going ahead, these three geographies will contribute to the higher revenue.
Yes.
Okay, and so this 40,000 new product that you are talking about that you are going to commission in Q2, what's the capex that we have incurred for that?
It's the first stage capex is around 20 or 25 crores what we have done.
So this will add to the 40,000 ton capacity or maybe much lesser?
No. It will be lesser. It will we'll add up as the demand grows.
So initially we'll start with lesser capacity as you are mentioning?
Yes, exactly.
So this will be how much, sir, then?
It should be around 8,000 tons.
Okay, so maybe within next 2 years, once we get our approval and customer, side, we will be, touching almost 40,000 ton capacity.
Overnight you cannot expect to penetrate the market. There is no way you can dismantle the competitor. So, we expect that within 5 years, we'll be able to reach 40,000 utilization.
You mentioned, sir, 5 years.
Yes.
Okay, so within maybe next 5 years, 40,000 ton will give us 800 to 1,000 crore revenue.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, in the paint side, since we have a larger user industry, particularly paint and paint, there are also new players which have emerged. So are we also supplying to those players?
Yes. We are supplying to all. Including
even JSW, sir?
JSW is on water-based paints, which is a different segment.
Okay. And sir, lastly, on the working capital side, if I look at last 2 years, the inventory days have gone up, substantially. So is there any chance of improving our working capital cycle going ahead?
No, working capital is expected to remain at around between 100 to 120 days.
Okay, so inventory days would also remain at the higher level because it used to be around 50, 60 days. Now it has gone to even 90, 95 days, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, if the volume increases, it will, since the denominator will improve, it will improve a bit from the current level of 120 days.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Chirag from Budhrani Finance Limited. Please go ahead.
I wanted to understand on this, you said that the pressure from the Chinese import has come down. Sir, have you been able to figure out why has it happened so?
No. It's not possible. But overall, Chinese companies in practically all the products have reduced, something has happened whereby, all the products what they were dumping is somehow going down.
So has there been any export restriction on their dumping been put there? Any idea, sir?
No. But quite a few products, whatever the export incentives Chinese government was giving, has been removed, mm-hmm. which was as high as 15%. In lots of cases. Obviously, it's because of that only the Chinese would have done. Okay. And they were selling at a price which was, too low for, they must be making losses.
Okay. And sir, when we supply, we supply to all the paint, so we don't have restriction to supply the material to any paint company, right? We are not bound by that.
No.
Okay, and so the last thing is, what is the capex for 27 and 28?
This year there won't be any capex except for anything related to energy saving.
Okay, and that would be how much, sir?
That is whenever the things come up, because we have just finished one energy audit, second energy audit is happening. If the payback is less than 4 years, we'll go for it.
Okay, and so for 28, what would be the number?
Everything depends on 28 for what happens to our new product. If okay. that picks up, we'll go for investment. Otherwise, not.
Okay.
Current business doesn't require any capex.
Right. So now we are just focused on improving the top line, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Keshav Gar from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, so I'm trying to understand that when we did our peak revenue in, let's say, FY23 of roughly 650 crore, so sir, that time what was the sales volume that we did roughly?
54,000.
No, sir, 54 was for FY25 or FY23 also it was 54,000 only?
So which year you are asking?
Sir, I am asking for FY23 when we did peak revenue of
54,023.
Okay, so it was so basically our volume was flat at around 54,000 for till FY25 and only last year it fell to 44,000.
Yes.
No, in between FY24 it has gone up to 63,000 also.
Okay, 63,000. Okay, sir, but it doesn't reflect in the revenue number, so I'm assuming the prices must have gone down, and that is why despite the revenue going up, the despite the volumes having gone up in FY24, the revenue has actually come down year on year.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, sir, what I'm trying to understand is that since you mentioned that Chinese government must be giving them some incentive, that's why they were selling at the price which apparently looks as a loss-making prices. But now that the dumping has stopped and prices have gone up by 8-10%, sir, don't you think that now basically even if that export incentive from 15%, we don't know if it has become zero or maybe something like 5% or something in that vicinity. So the point is that can't that dumping restart? Because after all, they must be having capacity. So now, where is that capacity going? I mean,
maybe the sense would have prevailed that it doesn't make any sense to lose money. Chinese government can reintroduce that 15% incentive. I mean, that is not in our hand. But I don't think so. I mean, for 2 years they played that game. I don't think they'll be able to do more. And that also during this current geopolitical situation.
Yes, sir, I'm absolutely with you on this matter, but my only point is that now that prices themselves have bounced back, so now even without additional Chinese government support, can't the Chinese exporters, in light of the increased prices, can't they restart, like, dumping at the current price?
That's not a problem. That's not a problem for us, because at this price, we are happy.
Understood, sir. And sir, now the thing is that whatever refinery byproduct we require, can't we import that byproduct from other geographies?
No, historically, this because of the freight component, these byproducts, they historically nowhere in the world are being traded, exported. This is normally used wherever it's generated, it is consumed domestically only.
Sir, and what is the pricing arrangement that we have with the refineries for their byproducts, which is our raw material?
It's a buy-sell. Basically, it's driven by market. It's a commodity.
Okay, is it a like monthly revision or quarterly,
daily
yearly?
Revision,
like
Daily revision. They don't enter in any long-term contracts. It's just like a commodity.
So now if, let's say, these seed oil prices come down, then the raw material prices will also come down?
Yes.
Okay, understood, sir. And, sir, what about the end product prices that we have with our customers, like, let's say, paint industry and so on? Is it a monthly?
Again, it's a buy-sell again. Maximum, it's 1 month.
Okay, understood, sir. Sir, so now we have...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Keisha. Please rejoin the queue for more questions. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, Kindly limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Next question is from the line of Ketan R. Chera, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, correct me if I'm wrong. I heard that we also import some raw materials. Is that correct?
No. We have an option, but right now
we are not importing.
Because
we are not importing.
Against export we can import. But we are not importing because, I mean, it's not viable compared to the material what we are getting domestically.
Right. So, I think this was in conversation with one of the earlier participants where he was mentioning that the devaluation of rupee, we should actually be benefited because then, we earn more in INR terms when we export. And I thought you said that, no, because we also import, so that benefit is not there.
No. I didn't say import. I said raw material. My words were raw material, not imports.
But raw material we buy domestically only, right?
Yes.
Okay. So still, if the INR is getting more devalued, we are not benefited so much. Is that understanding correct or no?
Obviously, we are getting not 100% to the extent of 100% of devaluation. Partially we'll be 100% partially we'll be getting benefited in our exports.
Yeah, but in a way our raw material will also increase since the crude...
Devaluation is, in both ways, no? India imports vegetable oils, so the price of vegetable oil to that extent is going to increase. To that extent our byproduct, our raw material cost would go up. So not for us, for any company.
Okay, understood. Sure. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take this as the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management from Ferrochem Organics Limited for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you very much for attending the conference. We'll meet in the next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Ferrochem Organics Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us today, and you may now disconnect your lines.